to us. Now, on my belief, Tom is at peace now. On my belief, and I share this with Elizabeth, and I share it with Kimberly, I share it with Sita and some of you here, Tom's contract was up. It was his moment to go home. As my grandfather would say, when the Lord calls you home, you go home. Not a moment before that, and not a moment after that. And that is my deep belief. I also believe that when we are home, we know we're home, and it feels like home, and it feels so joyful and so familiar and so peaceful. A friend of mine who died and was brought back to life, who had what we call a near-death experience, said to me, "Myron, you will never know the peace I felt. I didn't want to come back. The peace is the peace that passes all understanding," she said, and I know what that phrase means. And as I feel into Tom, that's what I feel more than anything else, is that sense of peace and that sense of liberation and that sense of the difficulties of life being over and starting a new life in another realm, beginning with peace. I also believe that Tom is with us. I believe he's here today. And I believe if he were here today in the flesh, what he would be saying to you, what he would be saying to us, is, if it were not for you, I would have left the planet a long time ago. You are the reason I stayed. You, Kimberly, you, Bill and Deb, you, Elizabeth, all of you, all of us, that's the reason I stayed. I think he would also say to us, please pray for my family. Please pray for Kimberly and her family, because these weeks and months ahead are going to be filled with grief. That's just the fact when we're touched so deeply. It's the risk we take when we love. It's a profound risk because we know we're going to have loss and that it is going to hurt like hell. But there is a grace that comes along with the grief. As we allow ourselves to feel that profound sadness and that heartbreak and that sense of loss, and we feel it through, then it turns into gratitude. We lost our friend, but we had him for those years. And our lives are immeasurably enhanced and blessed for having had him in our lives for that period of time that we did. His gift to us is the way we feel. When we think about Tom, there's a distinctive feeling that comes into our hearts that it's an extraordinary, beautiful feeling and unique. No one else can give us that feeling. And that's his legacy. That's his gift. And so today we mourn him, and we know that we have heartbreak. But we also thank the Creator from the bottoms of our heart for the gift of his life and for the gift of his love to us. It means the world. I want to thank you again for being here I want to urge you to continue to pray for the families as they go through this very difficult time that will follow. The family will stay here for you to greet them briefly if you want to after the service. And then there will be a reception at St. Joseph's Episcopal Church, and there are maps that you can get as you file out. And that will give you another opportunity to visit for a longer time with the family. And then this afternoon at Rock Rest in Golden, a place where many of us have been before, and a favorite place to celebrate for Tom, there will be a celebration of his life. We are going to end our service today with a music meditation followed by silent prayer, everyone praying in his or her own way. For Tom, because I believe, many of you may not, but I believe that we can pray for those on the other side. I do it all the time. I feel they pray for me. I feel they pray for us. So in that moment of silence, in that minute or two of silence following the music, those of you who believe that, pray to Tom, thank him, give him a great send-off in whatever way you can, and hold in love and in your prayers Kimberly, her family, and the Carcells. And after that moment of silence, we'll have a short benediction, at which point the ushers will bring people by to greet the family, those of you who want, and those of you who want to wait to the reception, that's fine. Again, thank you for coming here. And now, some silent meditation during the music and after.